Vi ste sa SBS-om na bosanskom jeziku.
The World Athletics Championships 2025 have officially kicked off in Tokyo, running from the 13th to 21st of September and bringing together over 2,000 athletes from 200 countries across the globe. To mark this major sport event, we are joined today by Hanna Bašić, a former elite athlete who just 5 years ago proudly represented Australia at the Olympic Games. Also in Tokyo, competing in the women's 100-meter sprint. Hanna, who is of Bosnian and Herzegovinian descent, has made history in Australian athletics. She's currently ranked as the fifth fastest woman ever in her event in Australia, with a personal best of 11.18 seconds, even though she officially retired last year. Hanna remains an incredible inspiration and a source of pride for her community. Hanna, it is such an honor to have you with us today. A very warm welcome to the SBS program. How are you feeling these days? Are you following the World Championships?
Thank you so much for having me. It is a pleasure to be here. I'm feeling really great now, you know, life after athletics. My body is in good shape. Nothing hurts anymore, which is lovely. But I definitely am still tied to athletics and I am still watching the World Championships. I had it on at work. I've got it on now for the evening session, which will start soon. So very much following along.
And how would you rate the performance of the Australian team so far at the championships? Do you have a favourite athlete you are cheering for?
Yeah, I'll answer the second part first. I certainly do have a favourite athlete, Mia Gross. I used to train with her a few years ago. She represented Australia in the 200 at the Paris Olympics last year. She ran in the 4x400 the other day and she'll be running in the 200 in a few days. So she is definitely the one to watch for me. In terms of the performance of the Australian team so far, I don't think it has been amazing compared to other years and other championships, but there is still, you know, plenty of time. I think there's another week left of performances and events to come. A special mention to Tori Lewis, though. She did break the Australian 100-metre world record. The Australian's national record in 100 metres. So that was really great to watch. A few other events, but yeah, hopefully some really good results to come over the next week.
And what do you think about Jess Hull?
Yeah, Jess Hull, she's certainly one to watch. She came second in Paris in the 1500 last year, and I think she's qualified very high for the finals. So she will be running, I believe, tomorrow, Australian time. I would be very surprised if she didn't medal at these championships. She's in great shape at the moment, and that is certainly another one to watch, another Aussie.
And let's take a little trip down memory lane. For any athlete, going to the Olympics is the ultimate dream, a once-in-a-lifetime moment. And you lived that dream. How did it feel to make it to the Olympics? And which memories from the Tokyo 2020 Games have stayed with you the most?
It's a feeling you can't really describe to people, I think, qualifying for the Olympic Games and then actually having the opportunity to represent your country. It's a very overwhelming feeling, I would say, if I could put it into one word, overwhelming. The hardest part was probably not having my parents there and my friends and family and having that close support system. That was probably the hardest, but I think the standout for me was having my coach there with me, you know, throughout the whole lead-up and through pre-camp and even at the warm-up track. That's probably my favourite memory, just having him by my side who was there through the whole journey. So getting to share that with him when I couldn't share it with my family was the most special part of such an overwhelming and incredible, incredible experience.
You dedicated your life to sport. I can imagine there were many sacrifices, but also plenty of proud moments. Is there any particular race or result in your career that you are most proud of?
Definitely. A lot would think that probably the Olympics would be the most proud race, which it is, but I also don't really remember it very well. I think I was just on another planet at the time. So my standout race would have to be the national championships in 2021, which I won in 11.23, and it was a championship record at the time. I had my parents there, my sister, all my closest friends flew up from Melbourne to Sydney to watch and support, and I think that was the most special race for many different reasons, the race itself, but also being able to share it and look into the crowd and see my closest support system was very special to me.
Now, in doing research about you, I came across something interesting. It seems that the COVID period was a major turning point in your life. That time marked a shift where you went from being a promising young athlete to reaching an elite professional level. Can you tell us more about that transformation?
Yeah, COVID was a really interesting time because it was hard in so many ways, but I also just saw it as a big opportunity because uni was taken away from me, work was taken away, regular life, socializing, everything was taken away. It wasn't changed. We actually couldn't do it anymore. So I just really focused most of my attention on getting my uni work done online and the rest of the time training. I just thought, how lucky am I that, you know, I've got two legs and I can go out for a run or I can go to the oval and exercise and move my body. So I focused on that. And then one thing led to another, and I became stronger, I came fitter and faster. And I think I turned a negative time into something really positive.
Along your journey, did you have a role model, someone who really inspired or motivated you to keep going?
I would say, and there are athletes and heroes, things that I look up to. Previous Australian record holder, Melissa Breen, Sally Pearson, they're all great, but I think my heroes are my parents. They do everything and have done everything their entire lives for my sister and I, and now I do everything that I can to, I guess, not repay it, but I've been given so much opportunity and in this life and in Australia, so I try to make the most of it as much as I can and do myself proud, do them proud, everyone in Australia, everyone back home. So they'd be my biggest heroes. They have sacrificed a lot and given my sister and I a lot.
Looking back, is there any unfulfilled goal in your athletic career? Or do you feel that you achieved everything you set out to do?
No, I definitely think that I achieved everything that I wanted to. I mean, Olympics was always the dream from when I was a young girl. I never thought that I would actually achieve it. So the fact that I did it was incredible. I probably would have liked to have ran for a few more years, but I battled a lot of injuries towards the back end of my career, especially after Tokyo. So it just became more of a chore towards the end of my career. And I suppose I just wasn't enjoying it as much as I once was. So I decided to end it.
And last year you made final decision to retire from athletics. Was it a difficult decision to make?
Like I said, I'd always wanted to go out on my terms, and I think I did that. My body just wasn't allowing me to train and race the way that I wanted to anymore. And for that reason, I probably wasn't enjoying the training and competition as much as I was before. So, but absolutely no regrets. I squeezed everything that I could out of my career, and I tried everything to get myself onto the start line a few more times. But at the end of the day, when you know, you know, and my body and my mind definitely knew last year when I decided to call time on my career.
That said, I have a feeling this isn't a goodbye to sport. Do you have any plans to stay involved in athletics, perhaps as a coach, mentor?
Yeah, it's certainly not goodbye. They have to work a lot harder to try and get rid of me. I do coach for a few different athletics teams, my old school being one of them, which I thoroughly enjoy. And that's my tie to athletics. And I, still keep in very close contact with all of everyone that I used to train with and my coach. But I think there is also a beautiful life after sport, even after achieving the greatest things. It's great to know that, normal life goes on, and I'm planning a wedding at the moment, which is really exciting. I've done a bit of travel. I'm working full time and absolutely love my life and my job. So life after sport is really special too.
Finally, what message would you share with young athletes or really anyone who is dreaming big today?
I would probably say that it honestly is a roller coaster, and if it was easy, everyone would do it. So stay the course, stay resilient, because there probably will be a lot more downs than there are ups, but it's just normal and it's a part of sport, especially when you're at that level. So yeah, stay resilient, keep your head down, and as long as you're loving it and you're loving the journey, then stick with it.
Thank you, Hannah, for this conversation. Thank you for your time. I wish you all the best for wedding and all current priorities in your life. Enjoy life, and thank you for everything.
Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me to come and talk. I would never pass up an opportunity like this. And thank you to all the listeners as well of SBS. It's an absolute pleasure and an honor to be chatting with you today.
Like, share, comment. Pratite SBS Bosnian na Facebooku.